the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome back.
How are all of you?
Wonderful.
Hi, I'm fine.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we have one question for you. Why are you here?
Because it's fun.
That's right, because it's fun. That's the only reason to be here. There is no other reason to be here other than this is fun. Now, you might be thinking, well, it's interesting, it's enjoyable, I get to talk to like-minded people, and maybe I'll learn something, and all of that is good and fun. You will also think, maybe I'll learn something that I can use in my everyday life, and then that will make my life better. Well, if you are focused on trying to get your life better, then you're not appreciating what's right with your life right now. So this is the approach we'd like to talk about. The idea is that everything is working out for you perfectly right now, that there is nothing to change, that you can't get any better. You might get more evolved. You might change the conditions that surround you based on a change in your belief system, which will affect your vibration, and then new things will come to you. But as it is right now, everything's perfect. Everything's perfect because it is a perfect match to your vibration, and you always want that. There is nothing better than having a perfect match to your vibration. When you feel out of sorts, like something's missing, then you bring your focus onto what is missing. And when you are searching for something that is missing, well, all you can find are things that are missing. The new approach is relax, enjoy what you have now, enjoy where you are now, and have faith that through this idea of feeling good, through this mission of feeling good, that everything else will unfold naturally, that there's nothing you have to do. All you have to do is be aware when fear pops up that this is a manifestation event, that this is happening for you, that this is alerting you to some issue that you might have within your vibration, and that this issue can be resolved simply by looking at the fear and realizing the fear is irrational, that it doesn't mean anything, that has no effect on your life, that you're just making it into something that it is not. If there's no fear, then there's no manifestation events. Because if there's no fear, then there's no reason to have a manifestation event. The only reason that you could ever come up against any crisis or contrast or resistance is because of some underlying fear. And the fear causes you to adopt a perspective that is different than your inner self's perspective. And that's all that's ever happening when you feel negative emotion. So if you have an idea and that feels good, then that idea is aligned with who you really are, what you really want, and the perspective of your inner self. If you have a thought and that thought doesn't feel good, it brings up a little fear, like maybe you don't want to go back to work on Tuesday. Then that is simply looking into the future, projecting what you don't want, worrying about what you don't want is going to happen, and realizing that everything you do want is right there waiting for you, just as everything is always waiting for you everywhere you go. So there's the approach to life which says, I have to control the conditions so I feel good, or the approach to life which says, I can allow the conditions to be perfect as they are and see what unfolds and see how I feel in every moment and work to feeling good, and that I don't have to control anything. In fact, I choose to release control and to let the universe take control, let Jesus take the wheel, and just relax into feeling good so that everything unfolds as it should. I am not looking for something to be better. I'm just allowing things to unfold, knowing that I am a being of love and I attract love. With that, we are complete. Good night.
Perfect.
That's good. So can I ask a question about that? Because I just had this manifestation event where all day I've been in bliss. I felt like I had all the time in the world. I was working on my passion. I was doing all this Joshua stuff. I'd set up all these things. I was feeling super productive. I'd made appointments with people to get ready for this call. And I don't even know. Time had ceased to exist. And I was engaged in something that I was inspired to do when I was feeling good. And it was this really exciting moment. And my phone rang that I had, you know, all the things just lined up. I normally would have it right next to me on my bed, but I left it across the room and I just ignored it the first time it rang. And then
what
it rang again a couple minutes.
How did that happen?
I don't know. But so I felt immediately, like once I looked at the time, saw it was Wendy calling, I felt all of this fear. I'm still shaking from it. I got on this call that I was supposed to start and like call in and check with people beforehand. I don't know. So I feel like I was doing the quote unquote right thing. Like I was following my highest joy. I was doing all these things, but I feel like there was, you know,
commitment. So are you saying that a manifestation event only comes along when you don't feel good? That would be no purpose in that, wouldn't it? The manifestation event comes along when it's supposed to come along. So 2 p.m. Yeah. was the time for this manifestation event, right?
Right.
You were involved in something blissful and you forgot the time. That's the point of bliss, right? That yeah. is what bliss is about. You're supposed to forget the time. And yet
so
here it is, here it is where you come across 2 o'clock, you get a phone call and that you've missed the thing you think you're supposed to do, right? Because it's all this made up stuff that you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to do anything other than feel good. So you could have perceived it and said, oops, no big deal. They'll figure it out. What do we care? It's just a little conversation. It's meaningless in the big thing. Right. And then you wouldn't have negative emotion because your perspective would be the same as your inner self. Or right. you could say, oops, I screwed up.
Yeah.
My persona is telling me that I'm wrong and bad and not worthy. Here I am. There's one responsibility I have and I screwed it all up. And now what are people going to think of me as this, right? So there's 2 perspectives there. One perspective is fully aligned with your inner self saying nobody's going to care. The other perspective is fully aligned with your false persona saying everyone's going to think less of me. Now, this is obviously for you, right? How is this for you?
It's bringing up these beliefs that I get to examine. It's so funny though, because I started out my day, with, I guess, resistance or with fear about not just this, but other things related. And I had to talk myself into alignment. You know, I set my intentions because I woke up worried and then I set my intentions before I opened my eyes. And then I still, before I could do anything else, I had to sit and talk to myself and get myself into alignment and look at my fears on this specific subject, you know, feeling like there are expectations or commitment.
Excellent.
Know.
And so here you did. You did the work. You got yourself to a feeling place. But the reality of it, that it's still stuck in the craw of your vibration.
Okay.
Right? And so for you to get where you want to go, you have to make a vibrational change to the set of beliefs that says that you are responsible for certain things that you have to do. And it's never you anyway, right? So you take the word you out of this whole statement and say that things will evolve as they evolve perfectly with or without me.
Mm.
My contribution is significant in that this is what I choose to do. This is what's fun for me. I'm going to make it fun. And the commitment aspect of it is not as important as I think it is. In the past, through the trajectory of my life that I have chosen, it was plain to see that I was loved and appreciated when I did the right thing and when I stuck to my commitments. But when I left my commitments or did the wrong thing, then that love and appreciation was withheld. So I've learned this duality of good and bad, right or wrong. And if I am wrong or bad in my perception or how I perceive anyone to perceive me, that means that's a chunk or a chink against my persona. That's a dent in my persona. My ego is going to have to fill that dent. And I'm going to have to go back to duality all again. You've already made the leap into the new approach to life where you're choosing how you see things. And then something like this comes along and chinks on that false persona again. And there's a little dent on that false persona. So what do? You become malleable. And so that there's no hard, rigid shell to your persona, that your persona can change so that you are not responsible for maintaining this false identity, that you can flow with it and ease into it and realize that this belief system causes manifestation event. And in this group of loving people who love you unconditionally and accept you as you are, that you can be unapologetic about forgetting something that's not that big of a deal anyway.
Okay.
So doesn't that perspective feel better?
It does. It feels a lot better.
And wouldn't everyone on this call agree with that latter perspective?
Yes.
Yeah.
No one is upset with you. It all worked out perfectly anyway. The right group got together at the right time. And those who missed this call will get together at another time. We'll make a special thing for them. We'll now have two podcasts to talk about. We get to be in physical reality a little bit longer, and that's our joy. So actually, we manifested this anyway, and turning out great for us.
Well, good. You're welcome.
Thank you. Excellent. Good.
Thank you.
So in the future, what are you going to do?
Whatever feels good. I don't know. Oh.
You're going to set an alarm, obviously.
I have an alarm. That's the thing.
Dual alarms. No, you're going to realize that this weight is not really weight, that it's all self-imposed, that you can go ahead and enjoy it without taking so much responsibility. You will take the weight out of this thing next time, and it'll be just fun and easy, and they'll come to you, and you'll remember, and you won't need this manifestation event again until you do, and then it'll come up again. But isn't it fun to see how less impactful this manifestation was to you today than it might have been a year ago?
Yeah.
Can't you see your growth in that and how the incredible progress that you've made? And doesn't that feel good? And isn't the point of all this to feel good?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Who else is mad at Kyla? Who's next?
So that was a good point, that you can have a manifestation event even when you're feeling good.
Exactly. The false belief is that manifestation events or contrast only comes when you're feeling bad. So feel good, feel good, feel good, and then you can avoid all these negative events, right? But the negative events is a misperception, because they're actually positive events. They're actually love coming to you. You are a being of love. You can only attract love. Here's love coming to you in the form of what seems like contrast. But the contrast is always for you, because you get a chance now to look deeply at it, to analyze the fear that's involved with that thing, to see why you think it's bad in the first place. What is it about it that really is bad? Well, there's some fear. Is the fear real? No, it's not going to kill you. Even if it did kill you, it's still not real, because you're eternal, so who cares? The whole point is that you are perceiving it as fear. Your inner self is perceiving it as a chance to overcome a limiting belief. So in that, it's a good thing. Your job now is to realize how it's a beneficial thing for you. Your job is to see it as good. How can you see this event as good? Why did it come to you? Why did you attract it? You didn't attract it because you were in a bad mood. Sometimes you did. But you attracted it because there was some limiting belief there. And once you got over that limiting belief, you've lessened the intensity of that fear, and now your whole set of beliefs, your beneficial and limiting beliefs, have altered, which means your vibration is altered, which means your reality is altered, which means that next time this comes up for you, it's going to be a little bit less intense. Just like this was a little bit less intense for Kyla, because she's done the work. She's pre-paved. She's looked at the fear. She's realized the fear is irrational, and next time it comes up, it'll be no big deal. It'll just be a reminder that there's some little thing about this idea in her vibration, and she can work to change that, and that's what she's doing.
Astrid and I have been having some great conversations about the different levels of that, about how, okay, we think we get someplace, okay, we're here, we get to the specific level, and then boom, that onion gets peeled back and there's something a little deeper and then a little deeper and a little deeper. And what you thought, there, I appreciate how gentle the universe is with me now, because these things, you know, could be overwhelming if I peeled all those things out at one point. Right. So it's nice to like have these little manifestation events that are kinder and gentler and be able to say, oh, nope, not done with that one yet, and dig a little deeper and see if I can figure it out.
Showing of a manifestation event is the negative emotion. It's just the thought that brings up a negative emotion. So it's not even a material, physical thing. It's not even someone saying something to you, or a car cutting you off in the road, or tripping and falling. It's not even physical. The first thing is that thought. And when that thought brings in negative emotion, well, then you can peel away a thin layer. But if you don't do that, then it's going to have to become physical. And it's going to have to be brought up in your reality somehow. And that layer will be a little thicker, right? Mm-hmm. If you ignore that and you say, well, that event was wrong. That person should not have said that to me. That driver should not have pulled out in front of me. That should not have happened because that thing's wrong and I'm right. Well, then the next event is going to be a thicker chunk of that onion. And the next event is going to be a physical body condition. And it's going to be a migraine or a physical accident of some sort. The story we tell of this all the time is when Gary was in college and he was working at a business and the thing that he was doing, he hated doing. And so instead of quitting the business and disappointing his partner, he got into a car accident and had to quit, right? Okay, so the first evidence that he didn't like what he was doing was this emotion. I don't want to be doing this. This isn't fun for me. I don't enjoy it. The next one was an argument with his partner. The next one was a client canceling. And the next one was a car crash. So you can stop it at the little layer.
But shouldn't he appreciate the partnership? Like, I thought, like, he changed the conditions. He manifested a condition to change. But shouldn't he have maybe internally said, what do I like about this business? What do I like about my partner? And then it would have changed gradually.
Then his, so the first reception that he got was this negative emotion. I don't like what I'm doing. And instead of focusing on what he did like about all of this, the potential for growth, the potential for money, the stuff he was learning, the new experience he was having, this dynamic that he was creating with his partner, who is still his best friend to this day, all that, he could have been focusing on that, but he was focusing on what was wrong. And he was focusing on what was wrong. And he was focusing on how to get out of this. How do I get out of it? How do I get out of it? How do I get out of it? How do I quit? How do I get out of this whole situation? And he couldn't figure out a way out, so he ignored it and ignored it all. And didn't deal with the fear and didn't understand what was happening. And he was young, and so it manifested into a car accident, then worked everything out perfectly. And the only problem with the entire car accident was that there was a little bit of pain for 2 weeks. Otherwise, it was fine. Nobody died. Nobody got, you know, any problems with anything. It was just a car accident. And he got out of doing what he wanted to do. So it was the universe bringing the next best possible thing to him. Now, he could have avoided all of that, certainly. But this event also brought him a little bit closer to understanding law of attraction and finding teachers and finding motivational things and bringing him along on his path where eventually he found us. So in that respect, everything's good. Even that was good. It just could have been a little bit easier. That's all. Everything can be easier. It's just resistance, 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 wake up. Resistance, 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 wake up. Or resistant thought, tiny little resistant thought, have a new thought. Wake up. Right there. Easy. Mm-hmm. The more you resist, the more the universe will have to be obvious to you. Mm. The less you resist, the more you just go with the flow and things will be revealed to you.
Oh, interesting. So maybe they're not so much manifestation events as things being revealed. I never thought about that.
The opportunity for things to be revealed. So if you are open and allowing during some contrast that's happening, and we will say that this is a new approach to life. This is a new way of looking at it. Your old approach to life is saying that the contrast that is happening is wrong, that the people who are involved in this event are doing bad things, that this should not be happening in my reality, that this should be avoided. And how did I bring this on? Was I in a bad mood? Was I being a bad person? Was I, you know, was there bad karma in another life? How did this all happen? It shouldn't happen like that. Well, that's all resistance. When you look at it from this new perspective, that everything is coming to you, is coming to you because you are love and it is love and it is attracted to you because it is a loving thing, allowing you to see a part of yourself that is hindering where you want to go or is not in alignment with what you truly want. So the reason that you don't have what you want in your life right now is because you are not a vibrational match to it. In order to become a vibrational match to it, you must change your vibration. The way you change your vibration is by altering your set of beneficial and limiting beliefs so they, in turn, now match the person that you have to be a match to what you want. Okay? So you will come up with an event that will give you goosebumps. That's a positive manifestation event that alerts you to the fact that there is a highly beneficial belief within your vibration that is helping you, and it's perfectly aligned with what you want, and your perspective on that subject is perfectly aligned with your inner self. Anytime you feel good, you are perfectly aligned with the perspective of your inner self. Your inner self is holding on to a perspective that will get you what you want if you can maintain that perspective for just a little while, right? Now, when you face something that you see as contrast or something you think you don't like, and you say that, okay, here comes this thing. This is showing me this limiting belief. What's this fear at the basis of that belief? I can look at that thing. I can look at this idea that I should have been on time and called everyone and had everything all set up. That was my one job to do. Now, I feel negative emotion because my inner self says not to worry about that. My inner self says that's not a big deal. My inner self says this is just letting you know that this fear that you have that you're not doing a good job or that you're not being prepared or you're not being good is going to have some negative impact on you. Well, that we know is a false belief because it can't have any negative impact on you because you're self-contained. Everyone is self-contained. This is all an illusion coming from within anyway. So when Kyla can get a look at that fear and reduce the intensity of that fear, well, now she moves further into her power. She becomes more of that confident person that is going to be the person who is ready for that next step, that thing that she wants that she doesn't have right now. And this is all part of that process. So she can easily go with the flow of what the universe is doing and accept that this was for her, or she can say, I was bad and wrong. I'm going to have to change the way I do things in the future because I'm going to maintain that belief that I was bad and wrong. And that's all that is. And she could have done that this morning.
How come it sounds so easy when you tell that to us?
Because we see it from a much higher perspective. Yeah. It's so obvious to us. It's probably obvious to you when we're talking about someone else. When we're talking about Kyla, it's easier for you to see it than Kyla to see it because Kyla is more attached to the problem than you are.
Yeah.
Right? So when it's a specific thing about Kyla, it's easier for everyone else to see, oh yeah, we can see how that could work and how that could be different and how that could change. And Kyla will be saying, I'm still not being good. I don't know how this is going for me. I can't even see the answer to this. She probably can now, but a lot of people will be so attached to that issue that they have that they can't really get it. And that's why if you see people in the hot seat with Abraham, that they often never get it, while the audience gets it easily. Because the person in the hot seat is under the lights and is, you know, focused on that problem so intensely that they don't hear the answer. They just are still focused on the problem. So their vibration is not a match to the answer yet. When they go back and think about it more and listen to the recordings, then they start to see how it works for them. And that's just what's happening right now. But when you go back and internalize this a little bit later, listen to this recording again, you'll get it more and more. And then when an event comes to you, which has been coming to you, you'll be able to see it so much easier as something for you. And that's just all you need to do. That's just the idea right there. Knowing that this thing is coming for you, you can go into it with this stance of curiosity rather than a stance of resistance. How is this thing for me? How... Gary had a real estate deal fall through, and he is completely non-resistant now because he knows that he did his part in this overall working vibration between the seller and the buyer, and especially the seller in this case, and that this is all part of the seller's process in this case, and he was just doing his part. He's not attached to the outcome in any way, shape, or form. So when the deal fell apart and the seller wanted to cancel the listing, Gary was like, fine, that's great, because he knew that this event was for him, that this event was for everyone else involved, and that's all working out perfectly. And when the time comes, she'll either sell it herself or she'll sell it with another realtor or with him. It'll all work out perfectly. Because he's not attached to the money or his persona being involved or anything else, because he's coming at it from a place of pure love for this client and hoping that it's for the best for her. So in that case, he feels no negative emotion whatsoever. And it isn't a chink against his persona because it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with her and how she is resisting this whole process. 5 years ago, he would have been angry with her, thinking that she was wrong, or angry with himself for some mistake that he might have made. Now, none of that happens. There is no fear. Therefore, there's no manifestation event. Therefore, there's no negative emotion at all. And he just goes through life happily bopping along, having people call him, having people like you be interested in what he's saying, and enjoying his life as in blissful moment after blissful moment. And then when the time comes to be on the call, he will get an alert from us internally or from his millions or from his inner self reminding him that it's time to be on the call. He doesn't have to set a timer or anything because he is just in sync with what's going on and doesn't have any craw in his vibration about any of this. So even when it started getting late and Kyla couldn't be found and we were having a little bit of difficulty hooking everyone up and getting all your millions involved in all of this and getting the vibration. And there were some people who missed this call because their vibration wasn't a match to what we're doing here. He knew that it would all work out. And so he had this confidence just to relax, just to go with the flow and see what happens. And what happens is this unique group that's never happened before and this unique conversation that has never happened before, something brand new and magical. And here we are.
So I think we had a manifestation event today, didn't we? Yeah. We've been getting parking spaces everywhere. It's been brilliant. We get to the beach today. There's nowhere to park. So we have to go and park in a different car park next to a different restaurant. And there was one parking space left that we got, which was amazing. We end up, all of us, walking along the beach back to the restaurant we booked. And then we must have sat there for half an hour waiting for a drink. Our food was about an hour and a quarter. Everybody else was getting served. I ended up begging for bread. And with starving children, I was there thinking, well, how is this happening for us? But were we meant to go to the other restaurant? Is that where we were being guided to?
The one thing that's fun about this, fun about the universe, is that there are no mistakes, there is no coincidence, there is no luck. Everything works out exactly according to the vibration that's being emitted by every single person involved, by you and Chris, by your children, by the waiter, by the cooks, by the other people in the restaurant, by the person who left that spot open for you, by the people who missed that spot so that you could get that spot. Everything worked out for you. And the manifestation event taught you what?
I don't know. Maybe we need to have more presence.
Or desire less control, or carry a baguette with you wherever you go.
Okay.
But notice that it's always happening for you. That there is no possibility that things cannot be happening for you. That it might seem frustrating. That it might seem like, well, here's perfect evidence. How were the children acting? Were they
hungry?
They were acting hungry, right? And so they thought the things weren't working out because they weren't getting the food that they're used to getting on the time they're used to getting it, right? And so they had this fear that, well, it wasn't even fear. We will say that it was more of a bodily urge to eat. And since they're so used to getting food at the right time, on time, whenever they need it, when they don't get it, they dip into a lower emotional state of being because that's just how it is. Now, when they don't get it, though, you get anxious. You perceive fear. You think that it's someone else's fault, the waiters and all this stuff. You choose to dip into a lower emotional state of being, and then you look around at judgment at what everyone else is doing wrong. Or you have fear that you should have been more prepared, or that you should have thought about this ahead of time, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. But it's a manifestation now that is really showing you something about control. We suggest this. Tomorrow, you just play it by ear. You just don't have any plans to go to a restaurant or plans to go to a certain beach or plans to do anything in particular. You just play every moment by ear. The group did this when they were in St. Thomas. They decided not to do any specific excursion, just to get off the boat and go to the step one. And the step one was to get a bus into town. Once that was done, and once they arrived at town, then they said, what's the next step one? There is no step two. What's the next step one? Next step one was, Kate found a little booth and asked the lady what they should do. The lady said, well, all this other stuff is taken already by this time. You should take the ferry, that's the ferry there, over to St. John's in about an hour. And so they said, that's what we'll do. What's the next step? Well, we have an hour to wait, so let's walk up the street. Or let's go to the bathroom. What's the next step? Let's walk up the street. What's the next step? Let's turn right here. What's the next step? Kyla noticed a woman selling umbrellas, so she bought an umbrella. What's the next step? Gary noticed a hotel at the top of the hill, and they went up there for a drink. The whole day was that. Step one, step one, step one. Everything worked out perfect. There was one table left at the restaurant. It was perfect to seat seven people. There was a suggestion to go on this tour of the island. They turned left. There was this driver right there, pulled up right in front of them. No lines, no waitings. Everything worked out perfectly. Going with the flow of life and letting the universe decide what you should be doing in the day, rather than you having to control it. We think that might have been what was happening there for you.
Yeah, it maybe is. I always book everything. But we actually went out the other evening and Chris was going to book somewhere and then we didn't. And then we got the last table somewhere and it was really, yeah, it was nice. So maybe, yeah, let Jesus take the wheel.
Gary has a wonderful story of New Year's Eve in Cape Town, and he and his wife Lily and his mother said to everyone, we're going to go to the waterfront and we're going to get into a restaurant and we're going to have a fantastic New Year's Eve. And everyone said, every restaurant has been booked for 11 months, that there's no way you can get into any of them. It's not possible. It can't be done. You need to give up and just stay home. And they said, we're going to try it anyway. So they went down there and they stopped at a great bar and they met a bunch of great people and they had a good time. But that hotel was booked. So then they went to the waterfront and they went into restaurant after restaurant after restaurant and restaurant, and they were all booked. And then they finally gave up and they said, well, it's not going to work out. Let's just go take a look at the Victoria and Alfred Hotel at the end of the waterfront just to see how beautiful it is. They walk in there after having totally given up and they meet a person and the person says, how many? And they say three, and they sit down at the best table in the whole restaurant and everything is a buffet and everything is, they come with champagne. Everything's unbelievable. And at the end of the dinner, they ask the waiter for the check. And the waiter says, there's no possibility that you can have a check. You had to book and pay for this 11 months ago. We don't even know how to charge you. And so this whole magical night happened. It was completely free at the best restaurant in the best place where everyone said there's no way they could have gone out anywhere. So as soon as they gave up control, the universe gave them some thoughts and ideas about what to do next, where to go next. And the thought came to Gary, let's walk over to that hotel. And as soon as they walked in the hotel, they got everything they wanted. This approach to life is about going with the flow, about letting loose control. The more you try to control things, the more that control is going to come back to bite you. Because it's not possible to control anything. You don't have enough information. When you try to control the conditions, you can manufacture whatever you want. But that manufacture of whatever you think you want isn't going to make you feel the way you want to feel. You had set intentions prior to your birth, and those intentions will be revealed to you as soon as you let loose of control and go with the flow and just allow things to unfold. That's just how this system works. And you can practice that by just seeing what happens, letting loose control, and seeing what happens. Things are unfolding at an amazing speed now for Gary, now that he's finally let loose of control. And he's just going with the flow each day and thinking as much about inspiration as he can. He's being sent messages all the time. And most of the time, he blows them off. He says, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. But once in a while, he'll go with one of our ideas or one of his inner self's ideas or one of his millions ideas. And he will just take that and see where that goes. And he's always amazed by the magic that happens in those events.
Sounds like fun.
What else do you have for us?
So manifestation events, if you feel frustration or guilt or whatever, it just means you're not aligned with your inner self.
Your perspective is a limited perspective based on a fear that's causing you to look at something as if it's wrong. You see the data that you have in front of you, and you make an analysis of that data, and you say that this is going wrong. You just don't have enough information. You just can't see far enough ahead. And your inner self is holding on to the perspective that, no, this isn't wrong. This is part of the process. It's right. And either you can look at the fear that's causing you to lower your perspective, or you can just take the higher perspective. You can just go back in alignment. Now, sometimes you can't do that so easily. So then you maybe the next day or the day after, you'll look back and you'll think, well, why was that wrong? What was the fear there? What's happened here? Right.
So can you help me with this fear? So this is so silly and I know it, but I went to go pick up my dog at the groomer's, and the young girl who cuts her hair, I could totally tell she was looking for a tip, and I had no cash on me. And I walked away feeling poorly that I couldn't give her a tip. And I was just like, is this about money? Is this about expectations? Like, what is the fear there?
Well, the fear is that you have this persona, that you have this idea of self. Mm. That idea of self says that I should be able to tip people, or I'll tip them, and so that they'll think I'm good and I'm a good person. And if I don't tip them, they'll think I'm not a good person. And here was an instance where I would normally tip them. However, I didn't have money with me. And so now, since I've set up this rule for myself that good people tip and bad people don't tip, I must be a bad person for not tipping. Or she might think I'm a bad person for not tipping, or whatever it is. So it's a manifestation event for you, showing you that it is ridiculous and you can go back next time and tip her, or drive back the next day and tip her, or not tip her. It has nothing to do with who you are, because who are you? Who you are is a limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. And you can accept her for thinking you're cheap, and you can accept you for thinking that she thinks you're cheap. It doesn't matter, right? That's who you really are. So if you were fully formed as who you really are, living in reality, that manifestation event wouldn't happen. And if it did happen, you couldn't feel negative emotion, because you are a being of love, and you would understand that she would think that way, or you would understand that you might think she might think that way. You're making it all up anyway, because you have no idea what she thinks. She may only get tipped one out of every 10 times. You have no idea. Right? And she may be coming from a place of lack herself, and or of self-worth or worthiness issues. And this was a manifestation event for her as well. And so you can say, I am happy to play my part in her manifestation event so that she can understand this feeling of lack causes lack and brings out lack for her. Or this feeling of unworthiness is shown to her by this nice person not tipping her when this nice person would normally tip her. That sort of thing, right? So you get to play your part in her manifestation event without taking it personally yourself. You can say, I was just a tool of the universe at this time at the perfect place, and it all worked out perfectly. And I'm going to go back later, and next time when the dog is groomed, I'm going to tip her twice as much so that she can see that abundance comes even if she's having a negative day or whatever. It all works out. See, the whole point is that you can either think an empowering thought or a limiting thought. You can either think a perspective that aligns with your inner self or not. What's the benefit of thinking that it's bad to not tip? There is no benefit to that. So you reframe that and tell a different story and say that this happens to people all the time. It's not a big deal. I'll tip her again next time. I'll send her a phone call and say, you know what, I forgot to, I didn't have any money with me. You could have said that right then and there. I'm sorry, I don't have any money with me. I want to give you a tip, maybe next time, that sort of thing.
Right.
And from that experience, you can see how limited your persona is, that you even care about that. That's not something you need to care about, right? And you think it's silly. Other people don't think it's silly. Other people think that was an excellent example of this. This is exactly what Joshua was talking about. Having this false idea of who you are, when something little like that happens, imagine when something big happens, right? And you have the chance right now to work on who you really are, who you're really being, how limited your persona is keeping you, how these little fears are keeping you from really getting what you want out of life, that sort of thing. And that's what this conversation is all about, is reducing limitations. So limitations are just fears. So if you reduce fears, you reduce limitations. If you have less limitations, then you become unlimited or less limited. And then everything you truly want comes to you. And what do you truly want? You truly want to live life as a limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, which means that you truly want to accept others, love others, accept yourself, love yourself, and live with less fear. And as you go along in this conversation with us, that is exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what is happening for everybody. And everyone is on the exact same path of going from fear to fearlessness. Isn't that right, Astrid?
Yes, sir.
What's everyone doing? Everyone's moving from fear to love.
Yeah.
What's your blog called?
I think it's Fearful to Fearless.
Fearful to Fearless. That's what everyone's doing.
I think so.
Everyone is moving from fear to less fear. When there's less fear, there's more love. So what everyone's doing is moving from fear to love. That's what you're here to do. That's what your purpose is. If you were to have a purpose, your purpose would be to move from fear to love. And that's what the purpose of life is. Expanding through experience and moving from fear to fearlessness. And will you ever be fully fearless?
When you go back to non-physical.
Will you ever be fully fearless in a physical form?
No.
Well, that wouldn't be any fun, would it? It would like to be going to Disneyland with no rides. There's always a ride. Choose whatever ride you want. However scary you want it to be.
Can we talk a minute about glimpses? Astrid and I were talking about having glimpses, like glimpsing of what it's going to be like and how we would react. How can we, is there just like no way we can grab onto those because our vibration is just not quite there? Or is like, should we?
The glimpse means your vibration is there. If you didn't have the vibration there, you couldn't have the glimpse.
Then why doesn't it stay? Why doesn't the image stay?
It's coming. It's coming. You're building it. It's coming into focus. You're turning thoughts into reality. You're reaching for higher thoughts. You know, all the thoughts that have ever thought exist, all the thoughts that will ever be thought exist. You help us attain thoughts that have never been brought forth into physical reality. Without your questions, we would never reach the vibration high enough for these thoughts to come, these new thoughts to come through us to you. You're doing the same thing. As your vibration raises, as you become more aware, as you become more conscious, as you become less fearful, as you understand how the universe works, you are raising your vibration where you can see glimpses. Glimpses of how you would be without fear. Mm. Glimpses of what your life would be with less fear. And as you see
You mean to say will be. That's
will
what you
be.
Meant to say.
Will
be.
Will be. If you have a glimpse of it, it will be as long as you allow it.
So if we have that glimpse, is it going to happen like that? Or is that just giving us an idea of what's going to happen?
Do not attach yourself to any idea of anything.
Oh,
be open to the possibility, the endless, infinite possibility of the universe to bring you exactly what you want. This is a nice little nugget that you can taste and feel and look at and get the feeling of it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's the feeling of it, right?
Uh-huh. And the feeling is what I grab onto. That's what I grab onto.
Feeling.
And I find that I pay attention to that feeling wherever I'm getting it. And then that gives me more glimpses. And some of them look close to what the original glimpse was. And some things manifest differently. But
So the glimpse is this high vibrational thought that you've reached. And it's not what it looks like. It's how it feels. And if you can hold on to how that feels and just think about the feeling of it without being attached to how it must look in reality. Let it look like whatever it looks. Be open to how it can come through. And then one day, you'll be amazed that this thing manifested. Kyla had a moment like that. One of her first questions was about some glimpse that she had of her future. And then so many questions later, that actually manifested in her reality in a way that she could actually recognize. But she had a, it wasn't that obvious, was it? You know, it happened. And then you were thinking, oh my God, this was exactly like what I had described before. This is exactly what I was doing. And so she had the glimpse of it in the first few questions, and then it manifested. And when it manifested, she could see it, but it didn't look anything like what she thought it was going to be like.
Yeah.
Will we all get those glimpses? Will I get those glimpses?
You will get glimpses and you will get inspiration. You receive them all the time, except that if you have a habit of saying no, then they vanish quickly.
So how do you recognize a glimpse?
How do you recognize a glimpse, Astrid and Wendy?
Oh, well, I would describe it as like almost seeing something in your peripheral vision. And you're like, when you turn to look at it, it's gone kind of thing. So it's like, I don't know. Is that Astrid? How did you explain it?
For me, it's just like a flash of light. Like you see it, it's not there. You see it, it's not there. Like when someone is blinking their headlights. It's just for like just a tiny, tiny second, and you see the picture, then it's gone.
So you really see something?
No, it's it's in my mind. It's not it's in my mind.
It's not just a feeling then?
It's a visual. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Will I get those as well?
Yes, you will.
Most
inspiration.
People have had it.
I agree with that, Astrid. Yeah.
Have you been getting... Has anyone been getting inspiration?
Yes.
Has anyone not been getting inspiration? Does everyone know what inspiration really is?
Received thoughts when you're feeling good?
Yes. While you're feeling good, while you're in a high emotional state of being, while you're above the line and you receive a thought, whatever that thought is, that's inspiration. And you can move in the direction of that thought. And that thought will lead you to your highest good. It might lead you right into a manifestation event, as we always say, but it might lead you to... your passion, that sort of thing. Pick up the trail of that inspiration by taking the action the moment you had it. Gary had the inspiration today to text his mother. He had the inspiration to call Steve the other night, and they had a wonderful call. He gets these inspirations all the time. He writes them down. In the Joshua Diet Playbook, there is a spot to write down your inspirations. What inspirations did you receive today? The more you're in tune for the inspiration that you get, the more you can notice when it comes to you. And the more you can live your life by this approach of just following inspiration when you feel good. Maintaining a high emotional state of being by understanding that everything's right, everything's going well. And from that, you receive inspiration to do fun things, to call people, to read about things, to research things, to look up things, to watch this video, to watch this YouTube, to watch this documentary, to watch this show, to whatever it is. You get these all the time. But most of the time you're saying, I'm too busy for that. I want to watch this instead. I don't want to eat that. I don't have enough money for this. That person won't be happy if I call them now. I'll be interrupting them. You find that's just your little fears coming up saying not to do the thing you're inspired to do. You turn the corner on that and realize that the thing you're inspired to do is the thing that will get you to the next step. Then you just follow those things you're inspired to do. And if you get into that lifestyle, that approach to life, then everything unfolds for you so easily. Everything works out all the time.
Okay.
And that is truly about giving up control. You don't decide what you're doing tonight. You let the universe decide what you're doing tonight.
It's a lot of fun when you do that.
You don't drive around looking for one parking spot. You realize that the parking spot you got is the perfect parking spot. And now from there, what are you going to do? Be upset that you didn't get to go to this beach? Be upset you didn't get to go to this restaurant? You'll get rewarded by going along and playing along with it rather than trying to control it. And as you play with that, you all have the time to play with that and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Well, then you'll see how things really work out for you. Mm-hmm. That is when things get exciting, when you give up your control.
Mm-hmm.
And does anyone have anything else? Is anyone receiving any inspiration to ask something? Does anyone want to jump in with something? Well then.
I've always got more.
You've always got more. Let's come on.
Bring it out.
We have 15 more minutes.
Okay. So I did that yesterday. I was beating myself up. I had the boys for the weekend, and I realized I was choosing this limited perspective that I was wanting them to be different than they were. I was with my parents and a group of their friends and trying to allow them to be who they are and not worry about what other people were thinking, but I was still worrying. And so it was just the sharp contrast. I dropped them off at their dad's, and then I had time to myself, and there were all these things that I thought I should do. And I mean, I was pre-paving unintentionally for this manifestation event last night, you know, saying there's nothing that I have to do. Like, I can get in alignment and then decide and do what feels good. And I noticed the difference even when I first got home and was by myself. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do that night. I was trying to control things and find someone to come and make me feel good in whatever way, you know, or someone that I could call. And I realized that's what I was doing. So then I talked to myself and I got myself feeling good. And then thought, okay, what do I feel? While I was talking to myself, I had the idea to text this kid who I see every once in a while, just as friends and hanging out. And so I texted him, and I had to push past fear to do that because I thought that he might be annoyed with me or something for certain reasons. But I just pushed past the fear and figured it doesn't mean that that's what my plan is for the night. I'm inspired to send this text. So I'm going to send it. So I sent that. And then earlier in the day, I'd had the inspiration to re-download Tinder. I'd done it a while back and gotten on there for 2 days and met one person, and it didn't look like what I thought it would, but it was an interesting interaction. So I had the inspiration to re-download Tinder. So I did that. And it was just this series of step ones without really consciously doing it. But I ended up, you know, matching with the first person that I matched with, like, yesterday in the day. And then kept swiping for a little bit. I hadn't heard back, kept swiping, and then realized I was trying to force something again. So I stopped and checked in and said, what am I doing here? And what am I looking for? And the name of the first person that I matched with came through, and I like talked shit on that, you know, oh, it's probably whatever. I don't even know where he is and blah, 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 blah. And anyway, I ended up hearing back from him. And it just was this whole series of step ones where I didn't have any attachment to the outcome. I didn't ask him for anything. I stated my preferences. I told him what I was doing that evening and that he was welcome to join or not join. And it just ended up being this really fantastic experience where at the end of it, he had some fear. I could tell he was putting his persona out there, you know, and I was just focusing on being me. And when I felt like dancing, I just said, I got to go dance because I like to do that. And I didn't expect him to come when he wasn't comfortable doing that. And I didn't, there was nothing wrong with him. I was just inspired to dance. So I went and danced, and I would come back. Anyway, at the end of the evening, the thing that he said to me was, I enjoyed myself with you tonight, which I realized is exactly what I've been looking for. Somebody who doesn't need me to entertain them. You know, that's what I want to do, is enjoy myself with people. And I want other people who are enjoying themselves with me. I want to enjoy ourselves together.
What we liked most about that conversation was that you got into alignment and then received step one, and then received fear, and then got into alignment, and then received the next step. So it's getting into alignment first, getting into the higher perspective first, getting into that high emotional state of being first, then receiving the step one, then realizing fear will be there, and then realizing the fear is going to take you, dip your emotions down, and then you will be receiving urges and compulsions from that lower emotional state, and then you stop yourself and say, let's get back into alignment, and then let's let the next step one come. And that's all you have to do. It's a simple process, but most of you don't are not aware of how that process works. The process you've done before was, let's set up the conditions so that I feel good. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. And usually, if you're feeling good and you set up conditions that feel good, then that will work. And if you're feeling bad and set up conditions so that you can make yourself feel better, that doesn't work.
Right.
So the idea is now to allow the universe to fulfill what you want to feel, what you desire to feel, and get yourself into alignment first, feel good first, then go with whatever the inspiration is. Push past the fear. Don't let the fear drag you down too much. If it does, get back into alignment and go to that next step. Excellent.
So that's easy when I feel like I have like time, you know, on my own to process that thing. But what about, I mean, I know how Victoria feels, like being in a restaurant with hungry kids, and it's not as easy to, I don't know, get through that. So how do
momentum is started. You just have to wait it through. wake up the next day and think about it and then realize, ah, I was trying to control this. I was fearful of this. This reflected poorly on my persona in this time. This caused me to think that. This gave me an urge to do this. The universe was showing me this, that sort of thing. When it's in the moment, there's a lot of momentum there. And when it first starts, when you can first see it starting, you might have the ability to stop, just like you had done. When you saw yourself swiping and you thought, well, this is just me trying to fill in my own grid, trying to make things happen. Let's get back into alignment and let's receive the inspiration rather than trying to make something happen.
Okay.
It's simple, but complex. And don't you love that it's complex? Because it's challenging. And this game would not be fun if it was easy. This game is fun because it's challenging. But instead of beating your head into a wall your whole life, you get to try a new approach and see how this new approach works for you. And this new approach will work for everyone who tries it.
Interesting concept for former controllers.
And you're a former controller. What are you now?
An allower.
And how has that changed your life?
Oh, my goodness. So amazingly. Amazingly.
Yes, the control is the illusion. And everything you want is emitted through the signal of your vibration to the universe and reflected back on you. And that's just how the system works. And it makes so much sense, doesn't it? Yeah. If you're coming from a non-physical perspective and you want to learn more about worthiness, abundance, lack, all these things, the way to do it is to bring in a little fear and then learn how to deal with the fear and work around the fear. The fear doesn't exist in the non-physical, so you can't really know what love is in the non-physical. You can't know what worthiness is in the non-physical. You can't know what lack is. You can't know what abundance is. You are completely abundant. You're completely eternal. You completely can do whatever you want to do. You're completely worthy in the non-physical. But without the nuances of the physical experience, you don't really understand how everything is. You can't really understand love without fear. So you get to experience fear. And then through working through that fear, you get to experience true love, true joy, true happiness. And you get to be who you really are. And you can do that while you're in physical or not, it doesn't matter. It's just a game. Nothing serious is going on. This is all supposed to be fun. This conversation's fun. No one's broken. Nothing's wrong. Nothing needs to be fixed. Everything's working out perfectly. It does sound easy. Even to us, it sounds easy. Yes. Well, we can't imagine a more wonderful group of people to be with, a more amazing conversation to have. And until the next time that we see you all, lovely people together, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.